A lot of interesting discussions there, talking about this Cleveland Indians season, and I'm interested to learn more about that. In order to do that, we're going to talk to Jay Murphy. He's on the line with us right now. Jay, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, a season to celebrate, fundraiser at League Park. What are the details on this weekend's event?
Well, the details are we're having the event on Saturday. It's from 1 to 3 o'clock at Historic League Park in downtown Cleveland, which is located at 66 in Lexington. And it's an opportunity for fans in Northeast Ohio to come down and have an opportunity to play baseball, get a chance to get out on the park, on the field, and take some ground balls and take some batting practice, and also get an opportunity to visit the Baseball Heritage Museum, which is housed as a ticket house at the park. So it's a chance to take advantage of playing our national pastime here in the fall and have some fun while you're doing it.
And it's titled A Season to Celebrate. I would imagine it's kind of an opportunity to get a lot of fans together to talk about the season that just was, even though the Tribe fell a little bit short. Still a season to celebrate because, look, winning 22 straight games, that's something that hadn't been done in over 100 years. So certainly a lot of very positive things to talk about.
Well, I've been a baseball coach for 37 years, and you know, I wish along my career I'd had a 22-game winning streak and won 102 games. So when you look back at the season, I'm sure all of us here in Northeast Ohio wanted to see the club go farther and get the final trophy that we all want. But when you look back on what they accomplished, winning 102 games, the second most in the history of the organization, the winning streak, obviously an opportunity for Corey Kluber probably to win another Cy Young, and the emergence of Lindor and Ramirez. And, you know, there's a lot of great things to talk about. And I know that you always look at the final result, but you also have to evaluate the whole season and the thrills and the joy that they brought to Northeast Ohio, and what a great group to build on moving into next year with the expectations of who's coming back. And so we'll have a lot to talk about, and it's what a better way to do it than actually taking batting practice and getting a chance to field ground balls and make believe you're one of those players making those plays.
So, pardon me, Jay, you're essentially what you're doing this weekend, folks are able to come out. Are there any games, or is it essentially just taking a few cuts at the ball and getting to field some things here on the old park?
Well, what we're offering is, you know, people of all ages to come down and get an opportunity to run around on the field. Mm-hmm. I throw batting practice, get a chance to take some swings. If they're strong enough, get a chance to hit it out, take some ground balls. And depending on, you know, the number of participants we have, we try to do a simulated game at the end.
That's
and
cool.
Just really have a lot of fun with it.
That's awesome. So you get a chance to do a simulated game. But really, I mean, this is just an excuse to get out and play some baseball and have some fun. Now, I've not been to League Park in many years, but correct me if I'm wrong here, Jay. Is that a turf surface now?
Yeah, it's an all-turf surface. It was renovated 3 years ago. This is our third year that it's been in use. Which is ideal for high school teams to play during the spring season. We have all kinds of summer teams coming in. And virtually the only way we don't use the facility or play is if we really, really have bad weather. But it's just a nice situation to be able to get out in the field, and you pretty much know you're going to play. And the nice thing, too, about artificial turf, there's very few bad hops. So everybody enjoys that as well.
No question about that. I mean, here's why I laugh at that. Because I played in that Cleveland Sports Legend softball game out here in Avon a few months ago, and I kept thinking, the ball won't take a bad hop on me. But if it's hit hard enough, it's going to come at you so quickly you might not be able to knock that bad boy down. That's exactly what happened to me. But I think this is going to be a really awesome event, too. You mentioned all the positives here. You know, it's going to be just an excuse to get out there, talk to some other Cleveland Indians fans, and take some ground balls, take some BP, and discuss the season that was, and also discuss the prospects of next season as well. Now, I know that it's a fundraising event. You guys are going to take donations. Is there a separate cost to get in and take some batting practice and take some ground balls?
Yeah, what we're offering is that members of the museum, it's $20. If you're a non-member, it's $25. And then we have a family membership. And we've been doing these type of events the last couple of years where you know, we offer those to people in Northeast Ohio. And I have had an opportunity to throw batting practice to 9-year-olds to 80-year-olds. It's amazing who will come out and have an opportunity to play. And so it's really, again, for the fee of $20 or $25, for non-members. It's a chance to come out, and like I said, it's a two-hour program, and people are on the field for 2 hours. And then, of course, the museum. And the Baseball Heritage Museum offers a wide variety of artifacts and nostalgia about the game. And it's may not be up to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, but we're working towards that.
Okay, so I want to touch on that also, because I know that's part of what you guys would like to showcase with this event as well. You want folks to come out there, have a good time, and take some swings, take some ground balls, but you also want folks to get in there and see what that Heritage Museum is all about. Now, I've talked to some folks who have said that they know that it's there. They've not had a chance to go in there and see it. What kinds of things are available in the Heritage Museum for folks to see?
Well, it's a combination of memorabilia. The museum was founded back in 1997 by Bob Zimmer when we had the All-Star Game here in Cleveland, and then we moved to League Park roughly 3 years ago. And you know what we offer is a variety of Indians nostalgia, as well as organizations that have existed in Northeast Ohio, memorabilia. Photographs, autograph balls, baseball cards. We have some statues. It's a variety of items from youth baseball all the way up through the Latin American League. So we've tried to touch on, you know, every area of the game, dating back to, you know, when the Indians won the World Series in 1920 to modern day teams, high school teams and youth teams that get an opportunity to go on the field. And so we try to touch in every area. So we interest every age group when they come in. And again, the stories that we hear of my grandfather watched so-and-so play here to the kids today who played in a youth game and got a chance to autograph a ball, and we have it in the museum for them.
Jay,
so we try to hit, again, on everybody.
Jay, is there a particular exhibit that seems to draw a lot of folks' eye, or do people pretty much like it all there?
It's very interesting because people will come in, and we have a lot of exhibit information on Bob Feller or Frank Robinson, and then, of course, you know, we talk about the park itself, and there's some exhibits that actually have chairs from the stadium and just a great deal of pictures and books. So it's really, as a patron coming in, you kind of start at one side and just take your time walking all the way around, looking at all the different cases and what we have to offer. And we do have some games, some baseball games from years gone by. And so there's really not one thing that really jumps out, but it's really interesting to see how people migrate to certain areas because of that interest they may have.
Again, we're talking with Jay Murphy with the Baseball Heritage Museum. You may want to make sure you check out the fundraiser, A Season to Celebrate, at League Park this Saturday. And Jay, I know you guys do a lot of things throughout the course of the year as well. You were kind enough to get us in touch with Charlie Vassarello, a writer who had documented a number of things throughout his career. And I know he had done a nice little piece with you guys on the effect of the integration of African-American players in the Cactus League in its first year many, many years ago. And I know you guys do have things like that throughout the course of the year as well, correct?
Yes, we have. Not only do we have different exhibits, we have discussions throughout the course of the year, different people that we have on staff that will talk about whether it's the role that professional baseball played in the city of Cleveland, or, as you mentioned, integration, or youth baseball, or you know, the adult travel teams that have been around Northeast Ohio for years and years. And different historians that we have that are associated with the museum will have afternoon discussions. And, of course, we have some people who have written some books that will come in and talk about the books that they've written about League Park, or, you know, the history of the Indians or youth baseball. So we try to schedule something almost every month throughout the course of the year. And with the museum, we're open on Saturdays from 10 to 2, and then on Wednesdays from 1 to 4. And if you look at our website, at baseballheritagemuseum.org, it lists all the different events we have going on throughout the course of the year. So we try to, again, touch on every area we can think of to invite people to come down and see what the museum and what we have to offer is all about.
You talked earlier about what a great year it was for the Tribe, even though it did end a little bit prematurely. Any thoughts on some of the guys they should bring back, knowing that in this market it's tough to spend a lot of money and bring all these guys back, but looking at some of the free agents moving into next year, team option for Michael Brantley, and the news coming out about his ankle today, not all that promising. Of course, Brian Shaw, Joe Smith, Jay Bruce, Carlos Santana. If I were to give you the option to bring back, let's say, two of those guys, which two of those guys do you think you might bring back?
Well, I need to be careful what I say because I know some of those guys.
Okay.
But I look at it. I look at it from the perspective that, you know, it's the hard thing for a fan is you look at it from a business perspective of how many dollars are actually available and who fits the role that the Indians need the most. And there's no question, Jay Bruce, from my perspective, you know, made the biggest impact in regards to coming into the clubhouse. He's a true professional. He's a professional hitter. You have to look at how he fit into the lineup and what it did for that lineup. Obviously, Santana being a switch hitter, his glove work at first base has improved tremendously over the last couple years. Chris has got some tough decisions to make as to how it all fits together. It's very difficult when you look at this club and they've won 102 games and what they were able to accomplish and how you don't think moving forward. You know, if you keep them together, add a few parts here and there, they can do it again. But again, it is a business, and unfortunately with the business, loyalty sometimes takes a back seat, and you have to make decisions that are going to allow your club to move forward. And, you know, they think the Indians are facing some tough decisions here in the next couple of weeks.
Sure, and the expectations are going to be awfully high going into next season, no doubt about that. Well, Jay, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of discussions like this on Saturday. Should be a really fun event. One more time before we cut you loose, just a quick plug for the Baseball Heritage Museum. Where can folks go to find out more information on Saturday's event and the museum in general?
Yeah, they can visit our website at thebaseballheritagemuseum.org. Our museum, again, is open this coming Saturday for our event from 1 to 3. And the museum is open on a weekly basis on Saturdays from 10 to 2 and Wednesdays from 1 to 4. You can also reach us at 216-789-1083.
Very cool stuff. Jay, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, and make sure you stop down. Come down and take some swings on Saturday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's supposed to be nice on Saturday, yeah, too, so I would love that. It'd be awesome. Go down to League Park, take some ground balls, take some swings, too, get some BP. That'd be a blast, man.